The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 4.75, down 5 on the open. September, 4.84.5, down 3 and 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 3.62, down 1 and a quarter on the open. September, 3.79.5, down 2. December, 3.98, down 2 and a quarter. March, 4.17, unchanged on the open. July corn opened at 2.24, down 4 and a quarter on the open. September, 2.36, down 3 and 3 quarters. December, 2.52, down 4 and a quarter. March, 2.64, down 3 and a quarter. July, 2.80.5, down 4 on the open. July oats open at 2.05, up 3 on the open. September, 1.96.5, unchanged. July soybeans open at 5.72, down 8.5 on the open. August, 5.79, down 7.5. September, at 5.87.5, down 6. November, at 5.97.5, down 9. January, 6.07.5, down 9 on the open. July soybean meal open at 174.20. It was down 2.10 on the open. August, 175.40, down 2.30. July soybean oil open at 24.47, down 15 on the open. August, 24.60, down 23. Over at the Merck, August feeders open at 116.70, up 155 on the open. September, 116.10, up 117.5. October, 115.50, up 205 on the open. June live cattle open at 84.90, up 202.5 on the open. August, 86.65, up $2. July lean hogs opened at 73.55, up 32.5 on the open. August, 70.30, up 27.5. October, 61.90, up 40. December, 57.80, up 20 on the open. And July pork bellies open at 97.70, up 92.5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Thanks for filling in for Kurt this morning. Much appreciative there. Let's go ahead and start in the corn pit, Pete, where it gapped lower this morning off the open. And now it looks like it's just pennies away from the January lows as well as the December contract lows. Where will it hold?
I wish I knew that. The weather forecasts are for good weather, and there's nothing out there to push it higher. We're under also the 250 mark right now, back and forth. People thought 50 would hold it, but if that doesn't, I think we're looking at 40. So you're looking at another dime after that if 50 doesn't hold. And right now we're at 49.5.
And there's that little gap that was left over from January 20th to the 23rd that technicians might like to take a look at.
Right. We might try to go fill that.
And on the December corn chart, I mean, that was the one we were talking about, but on the July corn chart, how concerned are you that we might try the 9 December contract lows? We're just pennies away from it now.
Yep, we're here at 22, 23, just not far away. And, with the 2.2 billion carryout for this year, that hasn't been lowered much. That's got to go to market soon. And that could really shove things lower, and that makes the basis really rotten also.
And the basis really rotten in your neck of the woods these days?
Yes, it is.
What's it coming in at, do you know?
Oh, it's 10 to 20 above normal.
Mm. Yeah. When we were looking at these contracts, we were wondering whether or not that the cattle on feed report might help it a little bit. We're seeing strong prices over on the Merck side in the lean in the cattle pit, as well as the other pits for cattle. But we're not seeing any transference over into the corn market today.
Well, not as many cattle as expected, and more cattle already butchered than expected, so that's less cattle to feed, and that doesn't help with the corn or the meal situation. Hogs, they're trying to find them and can't find them, so they don't think there's the numbers there either. So even though they've been up strongly and then back down, just not any bigger numbers for us to feed product to.
Ahead of the opening bell over at the Merck, and over the weekend, some of our analysts were saying, as well as analysts on the DTN this morning, that they thought that cattle open would be worth 50 cents to maybe a dollar based on Friday's cattle on feed numbers, but it shot right through that.
Oh, it went right through it. We're up $1.75, $1.80 in the cattle. Feeder cattle are up $1.10, $1.45. And opening calls are just that. They're a call that somebody is saying, well, we expect this, but nobody really knows who's going to do what until it actually does open. But, strong demand for beef, a word that the Japanese have sent their people here. They're going to spend up to a month inspecting the 35 plants. Then they'll go home and spend a month deciphering whether they can take it from all these plants. Last time they did this, I think it took about a year after that because they would only take it from a few plants, and the USDA said, no, you have to take it from all of them or none of them.
Let's turn our attention then to the soybean market. To July at 570 and a half, now down 10. Noves at 595 and a half, down 11. You look at the technicals in that November contract, and we broke through some significant support levels around the $6 level today. And you might say that we might look at a run toward 585 and a half, the April low.
We could easily go there. We could easily go lower. Again, forecast of weather is very good. The only thing that would help this maybe is if on the Friday the acreage report shows less acres than expected on the beans. But I think the acreage number, unless it's really far out, is probably already in the prices.
When you look at the Friday reports, what are you anticipating?
I think industry is looking at anywhere from 1.5 million to 2.5 million more acres of corn. And on the bottom, on the downside, they're looking at probably 1.5 million to 2.2 less of beans. And if it comes in during in those areas, I think it'll just go back to weather. If it's outside those areas, we could jolt the market.
So you think the trade is firmly in that range as we're looking at prices this morning?
Yeah, I think they are.
There continues to be concern about the amount of beans that will have to come out because of loan over the next month, and whether or not there will be export demand to absorb those beans. Will there or won't there?
Exports, 300 million bushels is a bunch of bushels over the next couple months, and we are exporting 8 to 9 million a week. So that's, even if you exported 10, that's 40 million a month. So the export market won't take care of that. And the crush has been really good, but you add the 140 million in for crush, you're still that's 180 million, and you still got 100 million plus excess.
So is there anything that you can see on the horizon other than perhaps a weather scare, soybean rust infection in the heart of the corn soybean belt, something like that? Anything that you can see that outside something in the outside markets that might stop this short-term downslide?
I can't see anything today. If the weather comes out and says hot and dry tomorrow, we could zoom right back up. But it's the biggest thing, I think, right now is weather. Right now they're saying below normal temperatures and adequate moisture, normal moisture, and that's pushing it down. That, along with the supplies of both corn and beans that we have available, are just not letting it go up anywhere.
So what would you recommend for folk that sort of held on to some of this Las Vegas corn and beans?
Well, eventually it'll go back up. So if they've held on to it this long, I'd probably, if you've got most of it sold, I'd probably hold it longer. You remember in July, it always gets warmer in July. July is next week. And a lot of times that weekend of the 4th, which we'll have that weird Monday in between, but we can have crazy things happen to both weather forecasts and the markets.
Thanks much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. July wheat, 476.5, down 3.5. At the Board of Trade, July wheat, 362.5, down 3/4. September, 380.75, down 3/4. July corn, 222.5, down 5 3/4. September, 234, down 5 3/4. December, 249.5, down 5 3/4. March, 261.75, down 5.5. July beans, 569, down 11.5. August, 575.5, down 11. September, 582, down 11.5. Noves, 593.5, down 13. July soybean meal, 172.30, down 420. July soybean oil, 24.36, down 26. At the Merck, August feeders, 116.15, up 100. June live cattle, 84.75, up 187.5. July lean hogs, 72.90, down 32.5. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.